Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the critically acclaimed paranormal mystery thriller, The Navajo Event, Proof of God's Existence by Rick Fishman, a Navajo medicine man mysteriously heals a badly injured young woman, and the debate is on. Is it a miracle, or is it a monstrous hoax to get rich and cover up a murder? Rick is an Ohio State Buckeye alum, had a split career as an accountant and math teacher, currently retired, living in Cleveland. Rick coached youth baseball in Lyndhurst, Ohio for 12 years, has been a volunteer in the Big Brothers Big Sisters Association since 2013, and in 1992, Rick earned a spot in the Guinness Book of Records by painting the world's largest map at Rowland Elementary School in South Euclid, Ohio. The Navajo Event is Rick's second novel, following his kids' baseball comedy, Sandlot Summit. And Rick Fishman, author of The Navajo Event, Proof of God's Existence, joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's great to be here, and we're all set and ready to go. I have my co-pilot, Krispy Kreme the Wonder Dog.
That is good. He's over there. The video version, you can see the dog there. By the way, you can check out video of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, under videos, and just on YouTube as well. Just Google it, and you'll see Rick and his friendly companion during the course of the program today. Rick, I mentioned the background of this book, the brief storyline. What inspired you to write this book? Why did you write The Navajo Event?
I think a lot of authors use real life experiences to create their novels. And this was certainly the case with Navajo Event. So in 2011, my daughter and her husband were in an apartment fire in Columbus, Ohio. They both, in order to escape, they had to leap out a second story window. Unfortunately, her husband did not survive the fall. My daughter had severe burn wounds and a broken spine, and she had a long road to recovery ahead. So during the hundreds of hours or thousands of hours that my wife and I spent at her bedside, I had a daydream of our family trip to the Navajo Nation in Arizona. My cousin Bob worked there as a physician, and he was also a pilot. So in my daydream, I saw him bringing the tribal medicine man and flying him to Columbus, Ohio to perform a Navajo healing ceremony on my daughter. And mysteriously and miraculously, all her injuries would vanish. So these days she's doing fairly well. I waited 10 years to ask her permission if I could write the story, and she agreed. So the challenge was to turn a tragic event into a story of hope and humor.
Well, you've done that so well. The book is The Navajo Event, Proof of God's Existence by Rick Fishman. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll give you all that information as we go through the program. I mentioned it was a paranormal, a mystery, a thriller. What genre would you put The Navajo Event in?
Primarily a paranormal mystery. But as you mentioned, we do have events. So other elements of being a thriller, partly religion, but not the preaching kind. And there's a lot of humor. I couldn't write a book without a lot of humor.
Well, talk about putting the plot together. How challenging was that? You're taking a real life situation. You're incorporating that in the dream with this story that you had of this miraculous Navajo healing. How did you go about putting the storyline together?
It wasn't that hard because the story was whirling around inside my head for 10 years. So I had the opposite of writer's block. I had so many ideas in my head and I couldn't type fast enough to get them down. So sometimes I would jot down a whole page of hand notes and then start typing. But in the Navajo event, the main character is now Carly Green. That's I changed all the names. And the medicine man from Arizona, his name is Rising Sun, and my cousin flies him to Columbus, the Ohio State Medical Center, and he performs a Navajo healing ceremony. And mysteriously, all of Carly Green's injuries have disappeared. Her skin is now perfectly healed. And what's even more surprising is that the titanium rods and screws that made up the spinal surgery that kept her spine together had completely vanished. So that created quite a debate. I mean, it was great that she was all healed, but most of the people wouldn't believe it. So she had a very intense and Jekyll and Hyde physician caring for her, if you want to use that word, named Dr. Dredd. Dr. Dredd was very angry that she was being fooled and accused Carly Green of creating a monstrous hoax to get rich and even to cover up the murder of her husband. As we go along, Dr. Dredd brings in the FBI, and she has a very tortuous interrogation of Carly and her father. Also, the Pope sends some emissaries because he wanted to determine for himself if this was a miracle or not. Once she gets out of the hospital, she goes on a number of interesting adventures. And these are all original. There's never been a story before that combined the elements of Christian, Jewish, and Navajo culture all into one. And it's a peaceful coexistence. I think a lot of people will find it very interesting. So it all leads to a very surprising and exciting climax, which ends, it's measurable on the Richter scale, but it's not an earthquake.
You know, you do such a wonderful job in telling the story. And if you're thinking in the beginning, well, there are a lot of stories like that out there, as you just mentioned, for some of the reasons. No, this story is different. The Navajo event is a unique perspective, a unique story by Rick Fishman, our guest on the program. Talk about the title, The Navajo Event, and the subtitle, Proof of God's Existence. Talk about how you came up with that.
The title was always in my head from day one, the very first day I thought about it, because it was about the Navajo medicine man. And the word event, I thought, was a very strong, powerful word. When they talk about the dinosaurs getting hit by the meteor, they always call it an extinction event. So I thought that was a really good word to put in bold in the middle of my cover there. For the subtitle, Proof of God's Existence. Well, we have to keep in mind that the story is fiction, but had it been, if it was real, then I think we can be sure that millions of people around the world would consider it proof of God's existence, because the healing, Carly's healing, defied the laws of physics. It defied all of 21st century technology, and it stumped all the world's greatest magicians. So, it could be considered a miracle or proof of God's existence.
The Navajo Event, Proof of God's Existence by Rick Fishman, our guest on the program. Amazon, all of the usual places will give you that. And we've got links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What kind of research did you have to do in telling this story?
Yes, I did more research than actual writing. I think that it's very important for authors to be knowledgeable about their subjects. So I did a lot of deep diving into Navajo culture. There is a real medicine man on YouTube. His name is Wally Brown, and he's created dozens of YouTube videos which describe all the different aspects of Navajo culture. So that was my main source of information for Navajo culture. I also talked to my cousin Bob, who was a physician for several years. He worked in Tuba City on the reservation. And he worked a lot of times with regular Navajo families, and he gave me some very good insight. I also used a dictionary to make sure that the Navajo words I used in the story were translated properly and fit what the people were talking about. So there were also elements where I had to do research on the background for the Vatican and the Pope and their traditions. I watched the canonization of Mother Teresa. So I got a lot of good information from that. As far as the sci-fi aspects, I looked at the periodic tables, and as Mr. Spock would say, if you're going to do sci-fi, it should be logical. So I did work with that too. So it all combined into a story that's totally original. It's never been done before.
It really, as I mentioned, unique before, and the book really falls in that category, all of the different themes. Who was the book directed to? Was there a specific target audience you had in mind?
Well, I think there's a massive audience out there of casual readers who just don't have time in their busy days to read a book that's 300 or 400 pages long. So the Navajo event is 139 pages. It has 15 photo illustrations, and there's a lot of humor in it. So I think it would have a lot of appeal just to the regular casual reader. It also would be a good story for the young adult market. One of my buddies is an English teacher, and he says a lot of his students come up to him and say, I want a short book with a lot of pictures. And the Navajo event would certainly fit that bill.
Fall into that category. As you were writing the book, the Navajo event, any scenes that were particularly difficult for whatever reason for you to write?
The only very difficult scene was chapter two about the apartment fire that my daughter and husband were in. It was very hard to get through. It took me 2 days to write the first page. And at that point, I decided one page was just enough for that scene.
That would be difficult. Let's flip the script now. You've got so much in there. Was there a scene or two that you vividly remember because it was really fun to write?
The last three chapters, when I added them on, those were the most fun because we're on a mission. And if I can use my mirror here, we have to locate a hypersonic jump jet. And okay, so my Skype is using mirror images. So I am actually going to use a mirror and hopefully we can get a little picture.
Oh, there we go. If you got to check the video version of this out, you'll find it at our website or on Google. So yes.
So this is a jump jet that lands vertically like a Harrier jet, and he has to land at the only place available with large enough space, which is the local dog park. So Krispy Kreme gets a cameo in that, and so do the other dogs at the dog park. So they're on a special mission, and they need a jet that can travel at 3,000 miles an hour. I can't go into where it's leading to. You can certainly read about that. But it has a very exciting ending, and I'm glad that I made that change to add the last three chapters in that.
Rick Fishman, our guest, the book is The Navajo Event, Proof of God's Existence. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Let's go back and talk a second about development of the storyline, the plot, and the characters. How did you go about that? It sounds like the plot sort of played out in your mind, and you just sort of followed your instincts.
Right. I needed a good villain. That was one thing missing from the story. And I wanted a James Bond out of character type villain that was over the top. And some people, maybe the regular reviewers might not understand that, but I think casual readers would get a big kick out of that. My main villain was Dr. Dredd, a good name for a doctor, someone to fear.
Yes.
And when the reader gets to, if I can show it, page 21, I don't have to use the mirror because it's backwards anyway.
Okay. Oh, okay, there we go. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's Dr. Dredd. And when the reader comes to a picture of a doctor with steam coming out of her ears, they will immediately get the idea that there's going to be some humor in this book. And also that Dr. Dredd has some serious anger management issues.
Well, you certainly picked that up from the picture. I love that with the steam coming out of the good doctor's ears.
That's the funniest picture of the story. If I could show a few more.
Sure.
This one, I chose the pictures very carefully to blend in with the story and enhance what the readers were reading. So this is a very unusual picture because this is the real and actual x-ray of my daughter's spine after her surgery. And you can see the titanium rods and screws off to the side there. And so that was a good illustration. Can I go over some more of these?
Yeah, yeah. We've got to, we'll chat while we're doing this as time is going by quickly, but I love what you've done, and the pictures really enhance the story, don't they?
Well, it's almost unheard of in fiction. I read fiction and thrillers. I read about 30 books a year, and I never see illustrations, but I like pictures. I think a lot of people like pictures, so I want it to be different. And it's important because with 2 million self-published books coming out every year, then it's important to be different. So here's our Medicine Man Rising Sun. iStock.com is the location where I got most of my pictures from. And they have literally millions of pictures to choose from. When Carly, I have to keep them separate.
Yes.
Carly Green is the hero, heroine. When she goes back to Columbus to visit her classmates, she is surprised that they have erected a monument on the place where she landed. And everyone is talking about the Navajo event. And they created a statue. And our mythology experts will recognize that as Phoenix rising from the ashes. So this is a Greek bird, a mythical Greek bird that died in the fire and was reborn. And it matches exactly what happens to Carly in the story, that she was, almost destroyed by the fire.
Yes.
But she was reborn by the healing ceremony.
What a great touch to use the pictures to enhance the story. The book is The Navajo Event, Proof of God's Existence by Rick Fishman, our guest on the program. I want to talk about the book cover for a second. Talk about developing the book cover and have it really sell the story. So often you see a book cover and it doesn't really capture your attention. Yours does. Talk about developing that.
It's very important to get an outstanding book cover. Something that can look, like it would fit in the front stacks of Barnes & Noble when you walk in.
Yes.
People do judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
Always. And I thought that the cover that I suggested to Outskirts Press was good enough, but that wasn't the case. So if you can see that in the mirror, I used kind of an Out West type font, the Navajo event.
Oh, yes.
And I have the two hands that look like they're almost praying with the light coming out, red on blue. But when I sent it to Outskirts, part of the package that I purchased was that they would design a book cover for me and I can choose if I wanted it. So when they came up with this cover, white on black, with different fonts and the word event in huge white letters and the red pink smoke. And if you look at the hand, it's very intense. All the smoke,
yes.
And it looks very mysterious. It just fits in with the mystery of a medicine man.
Well, you take the storyline, you take the pictures you have, you take the cover. It's a really enjoyable read. It's not going to take you with the rest of the summer to read the book. The book is called The Navajo Event, Proof of God's Existence. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk a second about, we're also showing in the video, SandlotSummit.com, which is the website for your first book. And that's a humorous story. Very briefly, give us a little synopsis of that, because that's still in print. And I love the cover on this book as well as the storyline.
Okay, here's Sandlot Summit, and it's a story in which the fate of the entire world is at stake in a kids' baseball game between the United States and Russia during the Cold War. So if you look at Ukraine today, history is repeating itself. So the loser faces possible nuclear annihilation, but the winner gets to go to Dairy Queen.
I love the concept of that. One review said it's the funniest, most entertaining youth sports story of all time, and it's still available. That's at SandlotSummit.com. That's the website for the book. Book, of course, available at Amazon. Rick, I keep talking about Amazon. Where do you send people to get copies of the book, information, and being able to order? Where's the best place to go?
Amazon is definitely the best place. I have it on paperback and Kindle. It's also Barnes & Noble, but Amazon is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and I think that's the best place to order it from. If I can just mention one more thing.
Sure.
In Sandlot Summit, I actually wrote it in 1984. At the time, the technology was very poor, and you go through what they call a vanity press, and it's almost impossible to sell a lot of copies there, but you can see the quality isn't quite as good, and the interior is nothing more than photographed typewriter pages. So in 2012, I learned how to use the graphics. What is it? Photoshop. That's right.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I redesigned the cover and I got a lot of illustrations for the book there, and it turned out to be a much better
it's
product.
It's like night and day. I love the new cover on the book, and that's, again, available at Amazon. Just click on the Sandlot Summit. You can go right to the website, go right to Amazon, put that in, or just click on Rick Fishman when you're looking forward to order the Navajo event. A minute or so left here. What are you working on now?
I'm working on marketing the Navajo event. So,
we got to be writing something. Such a creative writer has to be at the computer coming up with something.
My wife isn't that crazy about my ideas, but I was going to have a story about a sentient humpback whale out in Maui. And he learns to communicate with people, but mayhem ensues when teenagers decide to feed him drugs and he goes crazy. So it's called Happy Ending. His name is Happy Humphrey. He's a humpback whale, and that's a long time in the future. As I said, I'm not sure I'm going to, you know, go through with that. But it's definitely different than anything I've ever heard. So,
well, yes, it is. It's unique. And you can sort of wrap up Rick's with that word unique. You've got a very innovative way of telling stories.
Thank you. It's fun to be retired and have all this time to, nurture my imagination and daydreaming. So writing is fun. Anyone can do it now. The print-on-demand companies are excellent, and anyone can put out a very high-quality product now.
Well, and today has worked out well for you. You can talk about the book, do a little marketing, and you still have time to get Krispy Kreme off to the park yet today. So this is a win-win for everybody at the Fishman household today, isn't it?
And my main book launch party is July 20th at the Beechwood Community Center. We're going to have 300 books, 300 slices of pizza, and everyone is welcome.
That is great news. And if you're in the Cleveland area, keep that in mind. And Rick, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love your creative ability, what you've done with the concept and the Navajo event. Sandlot Summit is a classic that's still available. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
I do it for fun, and I enjoy writing very much. Thank you for having me.
You're very good at it, and if you're Googling Rick, he's that only one of us, Ricks, has a K, and it's not me. So it's Rick Fishman, R-I-C-K, Fishman, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, the Navajo event, Proof of God's Existence. Rick, thank you for being with us on the program.
Okay, I just want to add the email is thenavajoevent @AOL.com.
Very simple. Name of the book at AOL.com. All of this on our website. We're back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.